another battle today. Another battle today.
Billed as David versus Goliath.
Peyton Manning, 20 touchdowns in 5 games.
The Jags went into Mile High with a different approach.
I'd like to pick off a Hall of Famer now.
Another Sunday opportunity.
Mahomes, Jones, Drew. Terrific cut.
And the Jags were knocking down the NFL's Goliath.
And now he fumbles from the exchange with the center.
And Jacksonville's got it.
They made the big play.
On third down, Manning throws. It's intercepted. Harbaugh's Lesney.
Attaboy, kid.
And on Sunday, the Jags had the best wide receiver in the game.
Justin Blackmon.
How about the hand strength of Justin Blackmon?
A lot of good, but the win column still says zero.
I promise you.
Morale may be higher, but this isn't a victory Monday. Instead, it's once again All Access Monday, and it starts right now.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
Help each other out. If you see one of the guys in a bad spot, they're trying to protect 18 because you're hitting them. So just get everybody out of that situation.
You can't get that anywhere else. Gus Bradley addressing some of the silly penalties the Jags had on Sunday, but also indicating how well his football team was playing in that first half against Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. This is going to be a different show tonight. Fans are starting to feel the progress of this football team the last couple of weeks. It's not showing up yet, though, in wins and losses.
No, but it felt good, didn't it? I mean, a competitive game. I like the way the team battled back and then almost tied it up there before they went to halftime. It just felt right, you know, and I think when it feels right, you feel like you're making progress.
Yes, yeah, a couple of weeks in a row. Now, we have a full house on the show tonight. It's family night on Jaguars All Access. Jeff and I, we are not related, but
no. These
fine folks are. Dave and Joelle Caldwell, the Jags GM, and his wife have been married for 11 years and have a son, Dave Jr. And the Jags' first family also includes Gus and Michaela Bradley, married 14 years, and the head coach and his wife have 4 children. Both families represented tonight on All Access. The wives are in studio with us. Dave is at Jags headquarters working. What else is new, the wives say. And Gus is off watching his oldest daughter play some hoops. We'll talk to the wives in just a moment. But first, the top plays. So let them go. Play number 3, Peyton Manning, an interception and 2 fumbles, Jeff.
What? He's only human? Are you kidding me? And we're actually going to look at these on Film Room Friday at Jaguars.com because Peyton Manning doesn't show the most effort in the world to go after the fumble. That arm is worth a little bit too much money.
Yeah, I'd say the Broncos are okay with that. Play 2. Wow, what a performance by Justin Blackmon, including this catch at a key time.
19 catches, 326 yards, and a touchdown in 2 games. He is absolutely dominant, but this week coming up, things will change. If Cecil Shorts cannot play, it will be a great challenge for him.
And play number 1 had Paul Posluszny calling for oxygen, 59-yard return on the pick 6.
They sat back all day long in cover 2 and were just waiting for Peyton to grow a little bit impatient. That was not a throw that Peyton should have made. But how about Paul Posluszny showing a little running back style on a weekend that Penn State got a big win?
He got a good block by Andre Branch, he would say, after that game. He's been making plays.
Did he really have to block Peyton Manning? Come on now, Brent. Really?
Really?
Come on.
Oh, we saw Peyton go after that fumble.
Exactly.
Right.
My point exactly.
Okay, well, we're going to bring in Dave Caldwell, the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars right now. He's down at Jags headquarters. And, Dave, don't be nervous. We have your wife here tonight. We're getting all the dirt on you. But let's talk football first. You guys are 0-6. Let's get serious here. 0-6. I know you don't like that. It's tough to lose. But what about the progress the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks in particular, we've seen great progress, especially from the offensive side of the ball. We feel like we've been competitive on the defense side of the ball, you know, through all these games. But the last 2 weeks, the offense, with the addition of Justin Blackmon and Chad played very well yesterday for the most part, and we felt like that we've made some strides on that side of the ball.
Dave, defensively, I mean, I thought a great job against a guy who has been on an absolutely unbelievable pace, Peyton Manning. You know him well. You were in Indianapolis. And to slow him down, I thought was big.
Yeah, I have to give a lot of credit to Gus and our defensive staff as well as our players in terms of showing up in Denver and, you know, holding to that offense to some season lows in certain categories And I believe it was their first sub-300-yard passing game since December 2012.
Hang tight, Dave. We want to get to our Xfinity Speed play of the game, and it is Justin Blackmon. We need to talk more about number 14. What a performance in this game. I mean, Jeff, he's got an uncanny ability to just jump in there and when the lights go on, make plays.
He is special. He's got great body control, phenomenal hands, but what makes him a great player is the edge and the competitive spirit that he has. Very few people possess that, and I look forward to watching him play many more games with games just like we saw yesterday.
Dave, the difference with Justin Blackmon is that some guys need to ease back into the lineup. He missed the entire month of September, and bingo, the lights go on, and he gets it done. I mean, can you notice that in a guy, especially in a position you're in when you're really looking at things?
Well, I don't think it was just bingo. I think there was a lot of effort and a lot of work that Justin did in those 4 weeks to get himself ready in terms of his conditioning and working out on a daily basis. 6 days a week, we had him on a program. And a lot of credit goes to Justin for coming in shape and our training staff to getting him in shape.
Dave, now we're going to get your scout's eye here. Have you ever seen a wide receiver or an athlete have that type of body control?
Yes, but equal to what Justin did yesterday. I've been fortunate to be around some very good receivers in my 17-year career with Julio and Roddy and Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, but you could put Justin right up there with those guys with his performance the last 2 weeks.
Well, in addition, he's got unbelievable hands, too. And then the guys throwing him the football, Dave. Obviously, the quarterback situation has been an issue here in Jacksonville for quite some time now. You mentioned Chad Henne played a good game, and Gus Bradley said today that Chad Henne will start on Sunday. How do you see your quarterback situation with Henne and Gabbert at this moment?
You know, a lot goes into that decision, and, you know, we're just taking it week by week. I know coach's focus is solely on San Diego this week, and, you know, Chad's going to be our quarterback this week, and we'll take it as it comes from there.
Dave, in yesterday's game, I thought that was an outstanding job. You mentioned the defensive staff had put together a great plan to stop Peyton Manning. But I like the fact that going for it on the fake punt, going for it for the two-point conversion and maybe score the game up going into halftime, I like that style. As a general manager, do you like that?
I do, and part of the hiring with Coach Bradley and his staff is we're always going to be aggressive. Not just the fact that we're 0-5 going into that game, but even through our tenure here, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be an attacking style defense, attacking style of offense, and our whole approach is going to be aggressive.
All right, we want to bring in your better half right now, Dave, and also Gus Bradley's better half, Joelle and Michaela, join us back here on the program. And I know you can't see them from Jags headquarters, but let's talk to the wives. Well, actually, Dave, let's talk to you first about your wife and the wives' role. You guys work a bunch. It's tough on them and the families, and you guys getting to see your family, isn't it?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's probably equally as difficult on us, but it's really difficult on them. You know, they allow us to do the things that we love to do, being here on Monday nights till 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and really taking care of our household and our children. And they have a great responsibility, and they're very good at what they do.
Joelle, can we begin with you? And what is it like being a wife of a general manager in this crazy football era that really, we can call it football season, but it never ends?
Right. No, it does not end. But it's interesting, to say the least. It's never dull, but it's great. It's great. It's fun.
How much different is it for you guys this year? Because, I mean, obviously Dave and Gus both elevated. You know, Dave is now the general manager and Gus is the head coach. I mean, different roles certainly than last year and where they've been.
You know, I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, it's a credit to those guys to where they're at. But I think who we were mentored by in previous teams, we were really lucky where she was, where I was, around great women that showed us what you can do in the community. And obviously, they were great supporters of their husbands as well. And I think that it's the mentorship that we had prior to coming here, too.
All right, so I got to get Dave involved here. And because Joelle,
oh, sorry, Dave.
Tell us something that we don't know about Dave that people just have to know.
It's called All Access.
You've got him right where you want him right now. He's here and he's listening, but he can't reach you.
Uh-oh.
He cannot just have one piece of candy. He will eat the whole bag, the whole thing of Starburst, whatever it is. He is a candy holic.
All right, there you go, Dave. You've been exposed.
Well, it gets worse as the season doesn't go our way.
Well, hopefully it will start turning around then, and then you won't have to go to the dentist as much. What is your role, do you think, in the organization? I know Gus and Dave and Shot Khan have tried to make it a family atmosphere with everyone. You guys have started, I think, a wives club, so to speak. What do you see your role as?
Well, I think collectively it really takes all of us. And I, you know, as maybe the head coach's wife, they turn to as stepping up and leading those that are that surround us. And so with our JWA, which is our Jaguars Women's Association, our goal is to get out into the community and give back to them because people rally around us. And so it's just our way as a women's club that that's made up of coaches and players, wives, administration of women in the building, and we get to get out and help other people.
All right, so this question is for Dave. And Dave, do you have to find time to actually schedule things with family to where you say, okay, hey, look, you know, this is my schedule, but this is where I'm going to be at with family during the football season?
Well, it's pretty standard. I, you know, especially in season, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays are usually late days. I try to get home on Thursdays at a reasonable hour for dinner, and Fridays, you know, either take my son to school or pick him up after. And then Saturdays, usually on home weekends, is a good family day for us, and that's for the season. And then in the off season, you know, we get enough time off in May and June after the draft where we try to make up for the time that we're gone during the season.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us, taking a couple minutes, and I know you'll be scouting that Chargers game tonight.
Yep.
All right,
thanks,
Dave Caldwell.
Thank you, Dave.
Jags general manager.
Thanks for buying the girls dinner.
All right, we got that. We'll talk more with the wives here in just a little bit. Right now, it's trivia time, and we have to answer last week's question. We asked you about Cameron Bradfield's coach in college, and it was Brian Kelly, now, of course, the Notre Dame coach. And here is tonight's question. Who scored the first special teams touchdown in Jaguars history? This one from Jeff Lagerman. He thought this one up. We're not talking Desmond Howard now in the Hall of Fame game. If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com, and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still to come on Jaguars All Access.
Okay, I'm right here.
Good. Shot Khan joins an exclusive Wall of Fame. Jeff goes to the smart board. Johnny O says, don't panic in the ozone. And wives at work. We'll get the real story about Gus and Dave with their better halves. But first, it's time for the Southern Ford Dealers' Sounds of the Game.
We got another battle today. Another battle today.
Have a day today, Josh. Let's ride, baby. Let's ride.
We ain't going for no disrespect. 1, 2, 3.
Henny in stroke. He's got Blackman. Henny at the 45, and Justin Blackman getting to the second level and beyond. Henny has time. Gets it to Blackman.
Why not us, sir?
We're on their field. Come on, man.
Steps, turns, and throws it. This one is intercepted. Puslusny's got it. Puslusny's going. 10-5, touchdown, Jaguars.
That's how you get money, baby.
The two of you. Great job.
Snap, handed to Mojo. Mojo with the cutback. Scott Ruby's going to the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville answer.
And the Jaguars will drop to 0-6.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Michaela Bradley and Joelle Caldwell will join us once again on Jaguars All Access in just a bit. But right now, it's time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, sometimes you get beat by good execution, especially against number 18.
Well, yes, you do. And on the 3rd and 20 that the Jaguars defense did not get the stop, I thought it was a great play design. Let's just jump right into it because they have three wide receivers. And let me go back here because this is straight cover two shell. What they're going to do is take one wide receiver. He's going to go and block this linebacker. This wide receiver is going to go over and block this linebacker. And then the middle wide receiver is going to come down and block this linebacker. And then Noshawn Marino just comes out the middle and gets into the middle of the field. And those three guys get blocked. And so there's an opportunity. I'm going to go back here so you can see it develop. Those three wide receivers going blocking the three middle zone defenders. And then there's Noshawn Marino. Now you've got an opportunity with the young safeties to come up and make a play short of the first down. And they don't make it. That's an opportunity lost, but a great play design the Broncos had on that 3rd and 20. Now, they also had some great play design on the Wes Welker touchdown. We've seen in the National Football League the bubble screen so many different times, and Peyton Manning seeing something going on. I don't know if he's checking to this or it was actually called, but I'm going to pause it once it shows bubble screen. The bubble screen. Welker goes up and blocks him. The ball's supposed to get thrown to him, right? Well, that's not what happens. Welker fakes the block and then comes up the field, and then Peyton Manning hits him on the seam. It is a great play design once again, and I don't know, again, if Peyton Manning checked to this or not, but it was a successful play for the Denver Broncos, and when you have a quarterback with the knowledge and experience of Peyton Manning, you have so much flexibility. Now, prior to the game, I saw this scouting report on Justin Blackmon. Jam him at the line of scrimmage, and he can be stopped. Well, here's a perfect example of how sometimes scouting reports that are written by media types, including me because I'm a media type now, are wrong. Take a look at him beating the press. He absolutely throws the defender off of the line of scrimmage, and this play also works because the play action this way, the run fake, draws the linebacker that could have been a factor on the quick slant away from Justin Blackmon. But again, Justin Blackmon, dominant, physical, strong, super hands, and by the way, Brent, he's also good against press coverage, by the way, for those that don't think that he is. He is.
He is pretty good at everything, and Jeff, the wives over here would like to know if you can smartboard their kids' math homework next week.
Quite possibly now. I was in the engineering school for one semester.
Virginia, of course. All right, 0-6, and a lot of people would panic right about now. Not John Osher. The guy is cool as a cucumber. It's time to go into the Seabest Ozone with Johnny.
I'm John Osher with tonight's Ozone Question. And Susan from Murphy, California writes, John, you're a tough guy on the outside, but I'm worried. You seem to have been hiding your pain lately. Are you okay, Ozone? Please say yes. Well, worry not, Sue Dog. Despite my hardscrabble persona, Ozone, unlike some members of Family All Access, is not cold or soulless or conniving. Indeed, Ozone is akin to All Access star Mike McCormack, who, unlike his persona, is fragile, a bubbling brook of raw emotion. I laugh, I cry, I yell. When cut, I bleed. When punched, I yelp. When confronted, I flee. So yes, my soul often is black with worry, and panic is my traveling companion. But with the Jaguars, no worry and no panic. There hasn't been all season, and Sunday started to show why. The Broncos may be the NFL's best team, and while the Jaguars didn't win, they did do good things. Justin Blackmon showed more signs of becoming an elite receiver, and the defense had legitimate stretches against a red-hot Hall of Fame quarterback. But the biggest reason to just say no to panic is this season never was about the record, not to the people building this. Within the team, there's been strong conviction about the direction all season. And maybe the best thing about Sunday is fans got to see hard, tangible signs. So is worry taking a toll on Ozone? Are sad, bleak nights reassessing it all part of my daily routine? Sure. And panic will remain a close companion. But none of those things has anything to do with the 2013 Jaguars. Give this thing time and worry not. This team will be just fine.
Thanks a lot, John. Film Room's a little disappointed he's not in it on this one. All right, still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access. We'll go inside the Jaguars locker room from Denver. Plus, the wives are back with us. A big event coming up Thursday night at Everbank Field. But first, let's take it a break with Jags Wired rookie safety Josh Evans, mic'd up on Sunday.
Have a day today, Josh. Let's ride, baby. Let's ride. Let's ride.
Over here, what? I'm here, Reno. I'm here, baby. Let's ride. All day.
Hey.
All day.
I'm talking on the goal line on, and I got Reno.
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah, I heard you. I'm out here.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Okay, right here.
Good. Shad Khan asked to sign the Wall of Fame in the visiting locker room at Mile High on Sunday. He wrote, Pat, thanks for the advice, referring to Pat Bowlen, the Broncos owner. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, Michaela Bradley, the wife of Gus Bradley, and Joelle Caldwell, the wife of Dave Caldwell. We were joined by Dave earlier in the show, the Jags GM, of course. And we want to talk right now about what's coming up on Thursday. A little football 101 for the women out there.
It's time to get educated. Yes, we are hosting a football 101. It's our first charitable fundraiser with our game day event department, and it's an opportunity for women to come out. We've chosen a nonprofit organization local here in Jacksonville to be the recipient of the funds that we generate.
So you guys are teaching the classes?
Well, we wanted you, but you weren't available.
Smartboarding.
Yeah.
I'll be on the radio with your husband.
That's right.
And then also
he needs to come in at like 7:10 though.
Yeah.
So. No, but we've got a couple educators that are going to, we'll do the, all the phases of the game and do a referee education as well.
Jaguars.com is the place to go for more information on that.
Jaguars.com, and there's a link at the bottom of the page, and you have an opportunity. It's $100, but proceeds go to a very, very good cause.
Gerald, do we have a personnel tutorial? Kind of, you know, instead of just football, it's about, you know, scouting high school, college guys?
I don't think, no. I think it's just in general about the game of football.
Good. And, of course, you're wearing the pink ribbon, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The NFL does a super job of that, and that will be a big day on Sunday.
Yes, it's going to be, I think it's our pink out in the stadium, so everybody wear their pink.
We will have the pink on.
All
right,
great.
Well, for appearing on tonight's show, you both will receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Gus and Dave are off the hook. They are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Still more to come on Jaguars All Access. A week from tonight, we'll be on a flight to London. A quick look at the week ahead is next, but first, let's go into the Jags locker room after the game on Sunday.
When you taste it a little bit, when you feel the fourth quarter, and you taste it, you want more. You want more. And that's got to be our mindset next week. But you got to have courage, man. Got to have courage. Keep the faith. We're coming now. We're coming. Keep it tight on three. One, two, three.
Keep it tight.
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime Headlines. We've got the Chargers game on Monday Night Football, so everybody will be watching
I'll be watching it.
And then, of course, London looms, the week-long trip across the pond where the Jags will play the San Francisco 49ers. We spent a lot of time up at the top of the show. We're out of time right now. We want to give a big thanks to Joelle Caldwell and, of course, Michaela Bradley, Gus Bradley, and Dave Caldwell back at Jags headquarters as well. For Jeff Logum and John Osher, I'm Brett Marco. We'll see you Sunday at the bank, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for watching.